Bezer Shem, we're going to begin Shir number Lamed, Shir number 30. We are going to go back to answer one of our questions. The main focus of today is going to be addressed, Bezer Shem, the question that we had in the Gemara of why is our Gemara discussing the Shaila of does the guy need to do a Bedikah or not? L'chaira, we should just follow the simple rule of Sabik Darban L'kula. We have a situation. Did the maskir do bedika? Did the maskir not do bedika? What's going to be the result? What's going to be the nafkamina? Whether or not the soicher needs to do bedika, right? That's going to be the nafkamina. So now, isn't bedika a question of a derabanan? We should follow the rule of sabik derabanan l'kula. That was a question that we asked all the way in the beginning of the sugya on Thursday, and we want to come back today and address that question. Okay? But before we do, let's finish off one nekuda from yesterday. Yesterday's Rashi. Rashi says on Barbasar, Rashi says, Shachris. The case is talking about Arbasar the 14th, Shachris, in the morning. Right? The case of the rental agreement. This is Rama who deals with this a lot. When does the rental agreement start? Could he move in at night? Could he move in during the morning? What's the case? When do they start? So Rashi tells us the rental agreement begins when? Shachris, in the morning, 11 a.m. Says Rashi, Shachris. If the rental agreement begins at 11 a.m. in the morning, right? 11, I'm just giving an example, but it means the morning. So do we say that the maskir is muhzak, that he for sure checked the night before, kemitzvas chachamim, or not? Do we say that there's a chazak of the maskir checked the night before, like chachamim told him to, or not? Right? We have to make sure that we understand clearly. This Rashi is not saying that the mitzvah of bedikas chametz is derabanan. This Rashi is saying that the idea of doing bedikah the night before is derabanan. Do we say that there's a chazaka that he did it the night before? Or not? That's what Rashi says. And the case is talking about shacharis. The rental agreement starts in the morning. Comes the prima gadim. It's in the Gemara here, Rosh Yosef, in his Gemara, in his peers on the Gemara here. And it's also in his Sefer Prima Gadim in Shulchan Aruch, in Taf Lamed Zayin, which is the siman about Schiros. Prima Gadim asks, why does Rashi need to say Shachris? Why does Rashi need to say Shachris? What happens if it was the night before? What happens if it was the night before? What would be the halacha? Let's say the rental agreement starts. You could check in 10 p.m. 10 p.m. check-in. So what would you say in that situation? Rashi says Shachris. Mashma, that if it would be 10 p.m. check-in, it would be a different halacha. What would be the halacha? It would be 10 p.m. check-in. Zakti bim gadim, the diak in Rashi is 10 p.m. check-in. There is no chazaka. For sure. There's for sure no chazaka that he did a bedika.
So is a chazaka he didn't do bedika.
Right. No chazaka that he did a bedika means that you have to assume that he did not do bedika. Exactly. Correct. Okay? That's the halacha of if it would be a 10 p.m. check-in. Can I trouble you to put in the thing? Thank you very much. Okay? 10 p.m. check-in. No chazaka that he did a bedika. Why? Why should that be? Why should
that
be?
I don't know when the check-in is.
I'm making up a case. Right? Rashi tells us that the check-in is shachris in the morning. I'm making up a case, the previous Gadim's case. Let's say it was during the nighttime, 10 p.m., right? So I'm asking, I don't understand. The previous Gadim makes a deek in the Rashi, but I don't understand. Why should that be? L'choira, when is the Zman Bedika? The Zman Bedika begins right away, right after Shkia. Right at Shkia time, maybe even right before Shkia. There's a discussion amongst the Paiskim, right? That's when it begins. So shouldn't the Chazakah be that, let's say it's 10 p.m. The rental agreement starts at 10 p.m. So the chazaka should be that he did a bedika already starting at Shkia. Let's say Shkia is a 7:45. So he did a bedika at 7:45. And therefore, even if the rental agreement starts at 10 p.m., L'chayrit should be the same halacha as our Gemara. Maybe there's a chazkas baduk, maybe there's no chazkas baduk. Why should I say automatically that just because the bedika, The agreement, I mean, begins at 10 p.m., a few hours after Shkia. No chazaka. Only Shachris is a chazaka. Why? Yeah, you hear my question? Yeah? Mm-hmm. What were you going to ask? Nothing? Okay. So the Prima Gadim, he's bringing out the Diyak in the Rashi, and he tells us that from Rashi, he says, yes, it's true that this man of the Bedika is really the beginning of the night, but from Rashi, you see that the Chazaka is only relevant, it's only going to be even a tzad that there's a Chazaka if the whole night passed. Now, why should that be? Why should that be? So I want to try to explain this Rashi. Okay? Let's explain this Rashi. We learned a Ravid. You remember there was a Ravid. What did the Ravid say? The Ravid discussed, why does the Lashon of the Mishnah say or Lar Basar? The Ravid told us the reason why it says the word or is to teach me that the Bedika should be done all the way in the beginning of the night, maybe even a little bit right before the night begins. Why? Because then there's light outside. And then if you do it right in the beginning, then we'll make sure that you know for a fact that you're not going to mess up. You'll do it. It'll get done. We had this discussion with the Ravid at the end of the Gemara earlier when it discussed the Zman of the Bedika, and we said maybe Zrizi Magdimin is the reason to do it at night, or maybe Zrizi is only in the morning. And then we said the idea of the din of the Nair is the reason to do it at night. The Ravid said that you need to do it in the beginning of the night. Special halacha. You need to do it at the beginning of the night. That was the Ravid. It's a din d'rabbanan. You need to make sure to do it in the beginning of the night. Not Zrizi. Something else. It's a gzeira to make sure that you don't forget it. That was the Ravid. Rashi. Is Rashi learning that there's a special din d'rabbanan to do it in the beginning of the night? No, it sounds like not. How do I know? Because if there would be a special halacha to do it at the beginning of the night, then if I did it a little bit, if I did the rental agreement, let's say a little bit into the night, let's say 10 p.m., then there should be a chazaka. Should be a chazaka that the guy did the bedika. Why? Because what's the halacha of bedika? When's this man of bedika? The beginning of the night. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, what's the shayla of our Gemara? Only Tali and Shachris. Why? Because apparently Rashi holds that there is no special halacha to do it at the beginning of the night. No special halacha to do it in the beginning of the night. What was the halacha to do it in the nighttime, according to Rashi? Simply mitzad the halacha of that you need a ner. When does a ner work? During the nighttime. The beginning of the night, the middle of the night, the end of the night. It's all the same, according to Rashi. You have a ner, it has to be at nighttime. But there's no difference the beginning of the night or later in the night. No difference. And therefore, Rashi learns, apparently from this Rashi, we see that Rashi holds the entire night is this man of Bedika. The guy can do Bedika the entire night. Maybe there'll be an Indian to do it earlier in the night or late, instead of later. Maybe things like that. There's reason we could discuss that back in the sugya over there. Fine. But as far as the Iker Mitzvah of Bedika, the entire night, it's all the same thing. Not the beginning of the night. Even though the Bribi Gadim quotes a Taz, you should do a Davka beginning of the night. We know it's a Ravid. Do Davka the beginning of the night. The Ran. Rashi, from this Rashi, seems to disagree. The whole night is all the same. Mm-hmm. Now, you ready for this? I'm going to take this even further. There's a Gevaldige Diyuk in Rashi in the previous Gemara. Listen to this. The previous Gemara discussed who is the one that has the Chi of Bedika. Who is the one that has the Chi of Bedika? Do you remember? Is it the Maski or is it the Socher? The Maski or the Socher, why? Right, so the Gemara concluded that what does it depend on? It depends on who has the keys when?
About the
14th. Before the 14th starts, right? Because why? Because once the Chi of is Chal, what? Then it's not going to transfer. Even if it gives the keys over. So let me ask you a question. Let's say Shkia is a quarter to eight. Right? Shkia these days is a quarter to eight. Let's say Shkia is a quarter to eight. And I'm going to give the keys over at 10 p.m. Check-in's 10 p.m. I give the keys over at 10 p.m. What's the halacha? Is a chal on the maski or a chal on the socher? Chal on the maski, right? Push it. Listen to these words. You have the Rashi in front of you? Zagd Rashi. Listen to these words of Rashi. Rashi says the Mesiras Mavteach is a kinyan aschiras. V'imach lo masar Mavteach nichnas leil arbasar chalachobas habedika alamaskir. If the the night began. So the 14th, the night of the 14th began. I mean, so the chiyuv is chal on the mask here. Why? Shadayin ha'isa b'shu. So listen to these words. V'yaval pishem mosar. And even though that he gave over the keys, even though he gave over the keys, what's that next word?
B'yoy.
B'yoy. What does b'yoy mean?
By day.
By day? Whoa. By day? By day? Why does it say by day? Shouldn't this Rashi say anything after Shkia? It should say after Shkia. That's the important time.
This means by day before or after?
By day means day of the 14th. It means the next morning. Why in the world is Rashi saying by day?
That's Tosma Bdika at night.
The Teretz is the entire nighttime. You hear this, Rashi? The entire nighttime is the Zman of the Chiyuv Bdika. Not just the Chiyuv Bdika, but the Chalais Chiyuv Bdika is mashma from that word in Rashi. The entire nighttime is the Zman of the Chalais Chiyuv Bdika. And it could be if you give over the keys at 10 p.m., it's very shaykh that Rashi will tell you the soicher is chayav to do the bedika. Incredible point. And it works so beautifully with Rashi Lishitaso over here that says shachris. Why does Rashi say shachris? Because during the entire nighttime, it's all the zman of the chalais of the chiv of bedika. The chiv hasn't been finished being chal until the end of the night. It's all the Zman of Chiyuv Bedika. That's what Rashi says, Shachris. It's a Chok Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch that says, Chok Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch that says that the case of Maskir Bayis L'Chaveiro, B'yud Dalet, Chezkas O'Baduk O'ein Chezkas O'Baduk, the Chok Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch says, Chok Yaakov, we want the G'dolei HaPaiskim, it's on all of Uchus Pesach. Many, many of the things that we pass in the Nuchos Pesach are based on the Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov says that this din of Maskir, Bayis L'Chaveiro, B'yud Dalet, Chezkas O'Baduk V'ein Chezkas O'Baduk, he says it's talking about any time after Shkia. But according to our Diyuk, in the Rashi, it's against the Chok Yaakov. It's not any time after Shkia. It's Davka after the night is over. And some of the Paiskim actually asked this as a question from Rashi on the Chok Yaakov. Seder, it's a Ara. But at the end of the day, we have a Gevaldige Rashi over here, a beautiful Rashi. Now, just for the sake of honesty, I'll bring to our attention another Diak, which is somewhat contradictory. But Rashi says, look in that same Rashi, the Ramaschal Meseres Mavteach, Rashi says, V'imach lo masar mavteach nichnas leil. Arbasar, that sounds like it's Tali in the beginning of the night. So that would be a little bit of a question. We're gonna need to address it at some point. But at the same time, Rashi does say Bayom. So which one are we gonna go with? So Yesh Ladan Badavar. Yeah.
Also the words of the Gemara, this is Chal Arbasar.
Correct. Maskin. The Lashon of the Gemara, Chal Arbasar. It's true, very good. Okay, this is something to think about. It's very geshmak, a discussion, and Prima Gadim brings it out in a very, very concise and to the point way. Very geshmak. Rashi clearly is learning that there's no din specifically doing it in the beginning of the night. No special halacha, takana derabbanan of the Ravid, do it in the beginning of the night, but rather the entirety of the night is all the same halacha, and that's why he says shachris. Okay, very good. Let's move on to the next nekuda. Okay? The next nekuda is our question of Savik Darabana Lekula. We want to know what's this halacha that we're discussing. Is there cheskes baduk or in cheskes baduk? Nafkamina going to be? Does the socha need to do bedika or not? What do you mean? Savik Darabana Lekula. What's the shayla? You have a savik. Did he do bedika or not? Is it the socha chayv do bedika? It's a din darabana. Savik Darabana Lekula. The Achroinim asked this question. Reb Shmuel asked this question. And Shir Reb Shmuel. The Yad David asked this question. The Shara Melech asked this question. Yochas Mikvos. They all Achroinim bring down. Many Mepharshim asked this question. And the Shara Melech, quote over here by the Yad David and by many, many others after him, says from here, a Yisoid Gadol in all of Savik Darabana Lekula. The Shara Melech. Shara Melech is one of the Gedolei Mepharshei Rambam. And he has a lot of gevaldige yesoides, a lot of gevaldige chidushim. He's quoted by many, many mefarshim after him on many sugyas. And this is one of them. One of the varts of the Shah HaMelech is this idea he brings from the Shach, that in our Gemara it's mevuar, that you don't say Savik Darabana Lakula when it's Ischazik Yisura. What does that mean? Our Gemara is talking about a case where Bedikas Chametz is Darabanan. You should say Savik Darabana Lakula, but we're not. Why wouldn't we? Teretz is because the house, we know, had Chametz in the house. The Chametz is treated like Isser. We know why it's treated like Isser, because you're going to be over by the Rabbi Yibatze with that Chametz. So we know there was chametz in this house. That's called Ischazik Yisura. We know that there's Isser here.
When we know
that there was Isser here, then you don't say Savik Darabanan
Lakula. It's only according to the Ran that we know there was chametz there.
Very good. Zak Shalom, wait a second. Do we really know that to be the case? It's not so pashut. The Ran said that. Maybe other Mefarshim say that too. But at the end of the day, not everybody agrees to that. We saw yesterday in Maram Shik, he himself brought Toots Dudum about it. So that's a question. Very good. The Yad David himself brings up such a question. But in the Mara, in the Shah Melech's world, this is a Yisoid Gadol that is proven from our Gemara. So now we just pointed out one of the holes on the Shah Melech's Yisoid. Good. We're going to speak out another hole in a second. But let's take a moment and appreciate the Shah Melech's Yisoid. Savik Darabana Lakula is a klal in Kalatar Kula. We know when you have Sveikos, you have Savik Doraisa, Lachumra, Savik Darabanan, Lakula. It's a klal in Kalatar Kula. The Shah Melech is teaching us from our Sugya that even though you always go Lakula by Savik Darabanan, there's an exception to the rule. If it's a Schazik Yisura, you don't go Lakula. And this is something we need to be able to keep in mind. Throughout Shas, whenever we're going to come across a sugya of Savik Darabanan Lakula, we need to ask ourselves, wait a second, is it a Ischazik Yisura or is it not a Ischazik Yisura? Because if it is, we have a Shach, we have a Shah Melech. Okay, let's think about this. Zak Shalom, wait a second, our case, is it really a Ischazik Yisura? What's Ischazik Yisura? Ischazik Yisura means that you know that there's Isser here. Do we know there's Isser here? The Isser here is based on the fact that there's Chametz here. Do we know that there's Chametz? Maybe we don't know that there's Chametz. How do we know? You have to assume every house is Chametz. So, Beseder, some Mefarshim say yes, some Mefarshim say no. So, according to those Mefarshim, then maybe not. But listen to this. Vart. From Reb Shmuel. Cheer Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel Tainas. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav Shiva Panovich, previous generation. He says, in Cheer Reb Shmuel, he says, even if you want to tell me that you do know there's chametz here, let's be honest. Didn't everybody this morning have a little bit of pas shachris? Whether you hold it's bread or you hold it's cereal or you hold it's a Danish, whatever that shita is. But everybody had a little chametz. Even cornflakes have chametz in them. Right? So everyone has chametz. How could you tell me it's Usser? That's called Isser? That's Isser?
What do you mean?
Is that Isser?
What?
Is Chametz Isser?
Yeah.
Chametz is not Isser. Chametz is Chametz. Oh, on Pesach. Good, but it's not Pesach. Right now we're talking about before Pesach. Zerktem Shmuel, it's very possible that even if you'll tell me that by Savik Darabanan Lakula, it doesn't apply if it's Ischazik Yisura. But this is not Mamish Ischazik Yisura. Is this really Ischazik Yisura? It's not Ischazik Yisura. This is, maybe you could call it Ischazik Chametz. But Chametz is not Isser. You know that there's Chametz here. Maybe the concept of Savik Darabanan Lakula doesn't apply when it's Ischazik Yisura because you know that there's Isser here for sure. So you're not allowed to be makel because you know that there's Isser here. Isser is severe. You know there's something serious here. But just because you know there's Chametz, it doesn't yet enter into the category of Isser. So maybe you're still allowed to be makel because there's not yet any severity to the situation. What's the reason why by Doraisas we go Lachumar, by Darabanans we go Lakula? Because by Doraisas is more severe. Darabanans is more lenient. So if I have something which is neither an Isser Doraisa nor an Isser Darabanan, right now it's Mutter. We're going to eat it for supper. So maybe I don't say this concept to undermine Savik Darabanan Lakula. And therefore, Zakhtar Shmuel, let's think about this. Not so pashit. In the end, he ends up saying that, fine, okay, you could argue this way, you could argue that way. Maybe it is good enough, the fact that it's chametz, and eventually it will become aser. But at the end of the day, let's appreciate what the Shara Melech is taking on over here, that this is called this Chazik Yisura, is another element of Chiddush in the Shara Melech. So we have two aras on this. Number one, who says it's a Chazik Yisura? Maybe there's no chametz in the house. Number two, even if it is a Chazik, but it's not necessarily a Chazik Yisura, maybe it's called a Chazik chametz, but that's not Isser, it's not necessarily going to undermine some of the Relikula. Let's point that out our number three. And this is the Yad David point. The Yad David comes in and says, Rebbe, Shara Melech, what are you claiming? It's Samik Darabal Lakula? It's Chazik Yisura? No right? No din of a Samik Darabal Lakula because it's Chazik Yisura? Wait a second. Who said it's Darabana? Who said it's Darabana? Rashi didn't say it's Darabana. Where?
Two places?
Ooh, two is better than one. Yeah, no. What are the two places? One is Mitzvahs Chachamim, right? That's what you're quoting, Mitzvahs Chachamim. That's not talking about Bedika, like we spoke about. That's talking about the Zman, when to do the Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah of Bedika itself, that's Rashi not talking about that. What's the other one? The previous Gemara. Good, that's previous Gemara. That's not this Gemara. Okay? So, where are you coming from? Be'etzem, the Rashi in the previous Gemara is really coming from the end of our Gemara that says that midoraisa bebitol bialmasagi, and therefore bedikas chametz is drabbanan. That is what it says in our Gemara in the end of it, and says the Yad David. Maybe that's where the Shara Melech is coming from. That bedikas chametz in our Gemara is drabbanan. However, zok the Shara Melech, if you learn the Gemara, you can learn a new pshat in that Gemara. Not that it means bedikas chametz our case drabbanan. B'li neder in the hemshach of the sugya. We're going to see a braisa that the Gemara is going to quote. And it's very possible to say, Zakti Yad David, that when the Gemara says, Bedikas Chametz is Darabanan, it's not talking about our Shaila, it's talking about that braisa. Keep this in mind for when we see that part of the Gemara inside on Amud Beis. That braisa is Darabanan, because you could do Bittul. But not that our Shaila and our Gemara is talking about Darabanan. And therefore, the Yad David says, our case is not Darabanan. Our case is Bedika Doraisa. There's no Bittul in our case. You want to know why you don't say Savi Darabana Lukula in our case? You know what the answer is?
Doraisa.
Because Doraisa. It's Doraisa. What would be if there was Bittul? What would be the halacha? It would be Darabana and you would be Mekel. The Socher would not have to check. Even though you don't know if it's Chizkas or Badak or not. You have no idea. Mm-hmm. But you would say Savi Darabana Lukula. Unbelievable, tremendous machlokas over here, an approach to answer our question. Shara Melech says, you see from our Gemara, Sava Darabana Lekula, you see that it doesn't apply. Must be, because it's Chazik Yisur, it's a riot to the Shach. Yad David, diametrically opposite approach. Our case is just not a scenario of Sava Darabana Lekula. That's why it doesn't apply. It's a case of Doraisa. If it would be Darabana, then in a Chanami, you'd be Mekel. Unbelievable.
So we're saying there's no Bittul.
What?
There's no Bittul.
That's right. That's right. And he brings what about the issue of Ischazik Yisura? What about the Shach? The Shach says you don't say Savik Darabana Lekula by Ischazik Yisura. Isn't our case of Ischazik Yisura?
Well, it's not Darabana.
No, but let's say it would be Darabana, then you would be Mekel, right?
Yeah.
But why is that so? Why is that true? What about the Shach?
Like the Rana or his other Hara.
Oh, so either you could say, with this, it's Mavur in his words, that he learns that who says it's really considered as Chazik Yisura. That's one point that he makes. But he actually makes an even more powerful point. He brings from the Rush that the Rush learns that you say Sava Darabana Lekula in our case, and that means that in the Shara Melech's world, that our case is a case of his Chazik Yisura, he concludes that you don't hold like the Shach. Even by Ischazik Yisura, we're going to say Savik Darabana Lekula, based on our Gemara, in the Shara Melech's world. So this Yad David over here is opening up for us tremendous Yisoidus based on our original question. We had a question. Why is the Gemara discussing a Shaila? Does he do B'dik or not? Is the Chesed Barak or not? Savidah Barak Lekula. Shai Melech learns from here. Must be. You don't say Savidah Barak Lekula. Why? Because it's Chazik Yisur. You don't say Savidah Barak Lekula. Comes the, like the Shach, comes the Adavid, says, no, not true. Our case is talking about a Doraisa. And that's why you don't say Savidah Barak Lekula. What would be if it would be Derabanan? Then you would be Mekel. Why would you be Mekel? Either because really I hold it's not Ischazik Yisura, and I could agree with the Shach. Or if the Shai Melech is correct that our Gemara is talking about a case of Ischazik Yisura, we hold Ischazik Yisura. So then I'm going to be forced to disagree with the Shach and hold that Savik Darbanu Lekula even by Ischazik Yisura. This is the Yisoidus that come out from the Yad David. Tremendous machlokus between him and the Shai Melech. I'm going to end off with just an important Magen Mishnah, which we'll have a chance to review Bli Neder Bez Hashem next time. The Magen Mishnah says, a Yisoid Gadol, he quotes from the Ra'ah, it's in Ilchus Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Beis, Alacha Yud. The Magen Mishnah says, an incredible idea. What does the first Mishnah say in Maseches Pesachim? Arlar Basar, both get us a Chametz. Laraner, Makom Shemachnizim Bo Chametz, you have to check. Makom Shemachnizim Bo Chametz, you don't have to check. Do you know for a fact that there's Chametz there? You don't know for a fact. Maybe there's Chametz there. You know why maybe there's Chametz there? Because sometimes people bring in Chametz there. That's how Rashi explains it. Sometimes people bring in, maybe brought in Chametz into the Martef, into the basement. Right? Sometimes maybe people bring it in. Zok the Magen Mishnah from the Ra'ah. The entire din of Bidikas Chametz was put into effect based on dealing with a suffix. So therefore you can't turn around and say, oh, Safik Darbanu Lekula, you don't have to do Bidika. That makes no sense. The whole idea came about because we don't want to leave a suffix. We want to cover our bases. Even though there's a suffix, you have to do B'dika anyway. So you can't turn around and say, oh, let's be Mekel because it's a suffix.
Double suffix.
That doesn't make sense. What's double suffix?
Maybe you'll find it. Yeah, you're in Tosos. Maybe you'll find it, maybe you'll eat it.
Okay, and still there's a takana.
Right.
Even more so. And still there's a takana, right?
Tosos are not rashes.
Right.
Not double coin crash.
Right. Al Koponim, it's a Yisoid Gadol and a very, very famous Magen Mishnah in the Halachas of Bedikas Chametz. That the idea, that the whole Takana of Bedikas Chametz is that even though there's a Safik, you have to do Bedika anyway. And Memela, based on that, it's another answer of why you won't see Safik Darbana Lekula over here. There's a lot more to discuss on this point. Bli Neder will have a chance to talk about it further next time.
Okay.